During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends, to In This League. It is ITL on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090. Online, on Sports Grid, on all the places. I am Chris Welch, a.k.a. The Welch. That is Scott Bogman over there. You can find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Welcome into the three-hour radio edition. There is so much to talk about. None of it positive. None of it's good. Everything is miserable and depressing and melancholy.
Your hair right now, it makes me so happy. It's late. We're recording this late at night. Welch has got some stuff to do when we normally record this. So normally we're like midday. We're at night now. You have the I don't give an F hair, and it is cracking me up. I love it.
It is pretty magical. It's actually very ironic because you have cut your hair. You're God knows
I'm out of hair.
Pounds. You are bald as hell. We literally connected, and when I looked at you, I was like, I mean, I told you, I was like, did I just get in a chat roulette? Like, I didn't know who I was talking to. You look completely different, and my hair is, I mean, what would you say that is? That's like 2 or 3 inches high,
I think,
or something.
Yeah,
like that?
I mean, where I come from, that's 5 inches, but yeah,
the average male average.
But you should definitely take a selfie right now because I love this Jimmy Neutron. It's like Jimmy Neutron grew up look. That's what it is. I love it. It's my favorite look that you have.
Didn't we find out that Jimmy Neutron have a rule 34 attached to it?
We didn't, but, and I'm not going to look it up, but I'm sure it does. So
you want to know what rule 34 is?
Most things do.
Yeah. If you want to know about rule 34, you can obviously Google, or if you'd like to go more in depth, you can sign up on our Patreon and listen to our most recent secret show because Bogman and I are
for you. Yeah.
We're not just sports, you know, we're also digging into the deep issues like what is Rule 34? And we have secret shows. We have almost 100 backlog secret shows, some which I would say, I mean, not to boast, but are probably some of the best podcast radio that you can get. There's at least 10 of them that are well worth an entire year's subscription.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Shoot that.
Breaking down and laughing so hard he's crying from Patheticon is my favorite.
It's the number one thing we probably ever, one or two that we've ever done. When we come back, we got so much to talk about in the episode. There's baseball retirements, there's baseball craziness, there's football, and NBA season is over. It is melancholy. It is depressing because we are here in Phoenix and we've got to talk about that. Plus, there's already looking at the 2021 odds. So don't go anywhere. In This League, we'll be right back with all the stuff and all the things.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
In This League is on Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you guys can go right now and sign up. And there is just like so much that you could dig into. Whether it is ranks in football, everything you could want in football, it's there from Bogman. Mine will be up soon. Baseball, dynasty, prospects, boom, you got that as well. Plus, we've got those comedy secret shows we've mentioned. We do live streams all over. We've done a couple this month just alone, a breaking autograph card one. We had the Home Run Derby. Plus, we've got our GroupMe rooms, which are probably the biggest one I would promote to all of you guys because there's so much into it. You get direct access to us, and there's a great community of guys where you can bounce ideas off of, you can set up leagues, and we've had some people... I've had people get in my earbogs and say, like, you need to promote the GroupMe rooms more because this is the community that changed my love of fantasy sports. And I hope people would consider going and checking it out. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Go and sign up today. Support your boys. Do some stuff. Do some things. And have so much fun. It's a, you know, it's a way to, I think, improve your fantasy experience where, you know, if you go on Twitter, it's a really great way to make you hate everything.
Twitter can be as if no one listening to this knew this, but Twitter can be quite a cesspool.
Really?
So, yeah.
Really? I was not aware.
It's not the most fun. Although I tell you what, we've had a couple emails recently where I've been like, what are you thinking sending this to me?
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh,
one,
have
I told
you not
you
told them about me?
Well, one I told you about. The other one just pretty much killed us both. I mean, I think it's just it's that, you know.
Oh, someone was destroying both of us?
Not destroying, but they were like, I think it's one of those you think you're being funny because you know us, but we don't know you. You know, just you know.
So that was one you conveniently decided not to tell me about because.
Oh
know
yeah, I mean, I usually don't tell you about any of them, but yeah, the.
Do we get them? We get them more often than
no,
I think.
No, we don't. But if we do, I'm like, yeah. Not going to bother him with that. So,
yeah.
But one of them I told you about, remember it was the, apparently I do talk about porn too much. So,
yeah.
I was like, all right, if I'm getting this email noted, I won't talk about it nearly as much. So,
yeah. You're like, if the email is coming in, it's quite
right.
The same. Yeah. It's definitely a thing as a public entity of any capacity, whether you're popular or not. People think they know you and they do the stuff and they do the things. But hey, listen, it's a safe zone in our Patreon and it kind of always has been. So come and check it out if you want to get involved and do all the stuff and the things and not send us SE emails about nonsensical stuff or, you know, say horrible things, say mean things. I just, the mean things thing, I don't understand. Though, you know, I say I don't understand. I haven't wanted to say mean things more recently than I did Tuesday night. As a lifelong Phoenix Suns, you know, when you think of the Phoenix Suns, you think of the Welsh. Right, you always have.
Yeah, he definitely did not punch out at any point. No. He's been along for the ride. I mean, the last game you went to definitely wasn't the one where I bought us tickets to the Rockets game, was it?
No, it wasn't. No,
you've
5 years
been many ago. Games since then. So
yeah, lots and lots of games. But
what was that playoff atmosphere in Phoenix here? Because I'm sure you were there, right?
I mean, it was a little dicey, COVID and stuff, Boggs. But you know, it was pretty good. You could tell from my phone that I watched. But you know, I've been here since 1995, 94 maybe, and I've been here a long time, and the Phoenix Suns have always ruled Phoenix. And it was a big moment going into game six, but you could feel the weight of it all. And you know, the Phoenix Suns, obviously, it's not breaking news, the Phoenix Suns could not close out anything. You know, they had a 2-0 lead. They lost four straight. You know, they just stopped winning games after the first two, and they took down six. And what was brutal about it, you know, depending how much everybody really tuned in, I mean, I thought, you know, the series played was phenomenal. There was great action to it, but game six was kind of everything that the series really was about. And it was inefficiency. It was quarter by quarter, just completely checked out teams. And Devin Booker, it was rough, man, because I love Devin Booker. How can you not? Devin Booker played the worst game of his career, top to bottom. And you and I talked about this on the phone, and it was funny because you're like, I don't know if it was the worst. And then you looked at the stat line and you're like, oh yeah. Because, and I said, I watched every second of it. It was Devin Booker missing shots, turning the ball over, crying about fouls, making poor decisions on his shots and his turnovers. Everything about his game was awful. And he was the one catalyst you needed, because guess what also happened? Every other Suns player was trash.
I want to go back and
have the worst.
I want to go back to a week ago where I think we were recording this show, and I said it was that second game in a row that the Suns lost, and Booker walked real fast back to the locker room. And I said to you, I think Booker's getting a little diva-ish, a little bit. And you said, I don't know, just frustrated, his bad loss, because that was a game he played really well in, and Paul sucked. So he kind of acted like a crybaby when he left. And look, he hasn't been a crybaby. I know they asked him about, well, are you going to have a problem playing with the dumbest question? Just a moron, whoever asked this. Are you going to have a problem playing with Middleton in the Olympics? Like, yeah, because we got into a bunch of fist fights in the finals. Give me a break. You know, like, are you jealous of Middleton? Sure.
Someone also asked him a question of like, you know, like, do you feel the weight of Chris Paul needing to win a championship?
And Chris Paul just goes, next question.
This is the dumbest question. Idiotic question. It's just from a Suns fan perspective, it was brutal. And you're not wrong. Like, Devin Booker checked out in a bad way. And hopefully it's a lesson learned. And we shouldn't make this about the Suns and everything that they lacked, because what it was a testament to Milwaukee, but it was a testament to Giannis. I mean, Giannis is he's a goddamn god. He's a charity.
He is, man. He's amazing.
He's a player that you're going to look back on, and you're lucky to have been able to see. You know, like, is he going to be the same catalyst of like, I don't know, like a Steph Curry or something like that? Maybe not. But what he does and what he is to the game, he's maybe the most likable and lovable. And a perfect example of this is, after he wins the championship, I don't know if you saw this. This is the most you thing ever. I should actually pull it up and play the. You know, I'm going to pull it up and play the audio. Giannis, the next day after winning the NBA Finals and making it as the MVP, goes to Chick-fil-A. Did you see it, Boggs?
I did. I didn't hear it, but I did. I saw all the stuff about him going to Chick-fil-A.
He goes and order, and I gotta acknowledge the Chick-fil-A person too. It's pretty incredible that you could be in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm gonna just ask. Did they say my pleasure at any point? I bet they did.
You know, I don't know, but you know, he asked the girl. I'm trying. Okay, here it is. I finally found it. He asked the girl like if he could put her on video, and she was just like, sure. And then, well, you're gonna hear it yourself here, so let me pull it up here. I've got it. This is after the game.
Thank Giannis, God, they did it on a Saturday. right?
Goes to Chick-fil-A. Yeah, it's not 100%.
The next day he's going to on a Sunday. Ain't going to work.
All right, now that's not it. Here we go.
Can I have a 50 piece?
Whoops.
Can I put your
card? Let me go.
Are you going to say your order?
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
Just there's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please,
she has no idea who he is.
Mac Minis, 50 exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
Okay.
Thank you.
First off, by the way, that girl is a damn treasure. She's smiling. She's the most likable. She's so her acknowledgement
is the best, man. It's like a cult.
Her acknowledgement. He's like, yeah, 150,000 online. He's like, she's like, really? And she just keeps smiling. And he's going through the order. By the way,
my pleasure.
50. I don't know what chicken minis are. 50 chicken minis with a half lemonade, half Sprite. If Chick-fil-A doesn't have that locked in by Monday as a new
MVP order.
The MVP, you are ridiculous. Giannis,
by the way, get at me at Bogman Sports Chick-fil-A. I can come do your marketing.
You know, I got to tell you, I think the NBA sometimes struggles more than the other sports of having likable players. If you really think about it, like
sometimes, yeah.
Well, I know, but you know, let's talk about this on the other side. Let's talk about this on the other side because I want to talk about the likability factor, which really plays into this. Plus, I want to talk and give some love to the Bucks. And you already have 2021-22 future bets, and the Bucks are not the favorite. So don't go anywhere in this league. I'll be right back.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? Welcome back, friendos. In This League right here on Sports Grid. In This League is lots of places. It's not just Sports Grid, but of course, it's a three-hour show here, which is uniquely different than the other stuff we do, except that it is always Bogman and I. But there are all the podcasts that you can catch on any podcast app. I imagine, for the most part, you're probably listening to this show on the podcast version of Sports Grid. We are on the Mightier 1090 in San Diego and on Sports Grid, but we got a bunch of other shows. The In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast and Football Podcast, two episodes a week. We had the great Joe Pizzapia on for football. We were talking about second half projections, which was a super fun baseball episode, and we got tons more. Prospect One, we've got the college show, we have got IDP. Just search In This League, ITL, whatever it is, and wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can get all the shows. And if you subscribe, you'll get little dings and notification when they come out. We'd appreciate you doing it. So Giannis, he's the MVP of life for his 50 nugget order, which he did for scoring 50 points in the last final game. And it was a phenomenal performance. It's ridiculous. He was a unanimous MVP voter.
Can I tell you, fifth
international player to win the MVP award, by the way. Dirk, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and I'm forgetting the last one. But yeah, go ahead.
Hakeem.
That's it. Hakeem was the other one. Yeah, of course.
Come on. How do you not remember my guy?
Yeah, so it's been a while.
But yeah, I mean, you know, what's funny is I was looking because you said it's been how many years have you been here? 26, 27 in Phoenix?
Roughly.
Yeah, because I looked because I can see the exact day I moved to Arizona because it was a day after game 7 of the 94 finals with the Rockets and Knicks. It was the day after. So it was June 22nd was when I moved here. So.
I just remember the Clinton election when I was in California and then we moved here. So it was right around, 90 something when Clinton was elected.
Yeah.
That's the only marker I have. And my brain works very differently than yours. So I need something big and catastrophic.
Yeah, you're like, I don't remember what shirt I wore on March 13th, 1992. So,
no,
I mean, I don't have that good a memory, thank God. But I don't think I'd want to remember everything. But the moment for me that made this series was the GA block.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty unanimous feeling.
Yeah, that was at that point, I was like, well, I think Milwaukee is going to win this series. And they didn't, lost the first two and then four straight, and all the Milwaukee people were happy. Bucks in six. That crowd. I actually text our boy Sorio because he's lives in Milwaukee, big Milwaukee fan. And I was like, "Are you in the middle of all of this?" And he was like, "No effing way."
65,000 people on the outside of the stadium, 17,000 on the inside. It was.
But you can't do that you can't do that.
Y'all don't do that.
In Phoenix in July, because people would be dropping dead, literally. And it was cool this week too. And you would still have people dropping dead, even though it was only 106 or whatever was the high here. So you can't pack 65,000 people. First of all, there's no space for them around where the Suns Arena is, unless you're going to shut off major parts of downtown.
Yeah.
But that was something I would never want to do.
But you know what's so unique about it, Boggs, what I was saying before is I think, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think something, the NBA has a lot of great things. I think it is the best in the meme culture. It is probably the best social media active sport, which I think is really good. Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports. He's innovative to a lot of stuff. But For being the one sport that has the least amount of players and is the most talent-centric, I feel like it lacks the most likability. I don't think a lot of the top players, Kawhi is not likable. LeBron is really not likable. Paul George is not likable. Anthony Davis is roughly there's not a lot of likable players at the top, even in the past. Likeable from their talent, sure, but friendly, fun players. In Major League Baseball, you got, Vladdy and Tatis, and they're having fun, and they're bat flipping, and they're having fun interviews, and they're doing all this stuff. And in football,
GA is smiley, right?
GA is the most likable basketball player by 1,000,000,000 miles. He has fun. He's a child at heart. The day after he wins a championship, he goes to Chick-fil-A. And this chick didn't even know who he was, by the way, which is the best part about it. He's the best thing in the NBA. And he's not a great shooter. He's a horrible free throw shooter, even though he did it. But he's the best.
Well, he was great in game six.
17 of 19. He was amazing. And he stepped up, but he can't shoot a three. He's not a mid-range shooter type of guy. He's
just
more
imagine
inside.
If he adds that.
I know.
There's still time for him to add to his game.
Think of Jordan. So, think of Jordan in the early years. And Jordan had to readjust.
That picture of him of when he came in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And him right now. He
added
grew
3 inches and
3 to 4 inches in at least 70 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
He is enormous now.
I think it is great. As much I'm a Suns fan, I wanted it for Phoenix. Believe me, it was gloomy and doomy here.
Yeah,
the
man.
Day after I work in an office, which actually I work in an office that is next to the hotel that all the visiting players stay at. And like, it's just gloom and doom. Like everyone's just depressed and stuff like that. So I get all that. But at the end of the day, it's good for the NBA because Giannis is an absolute superstar. And I think he had fallen by the wayside a little bit because of, you know, a lot of other really good shooters and stuff like that. The free throw stuff, teams getting on him. And he just stepped up and showed why he's the best player. He earned and deserved the unanimous MVP award, scored 50 in there. And he's continuing the fun legacy. He makes basketball.
Got a ring before
fun.
Harden.
Like before that. Harden, here you go. Want more? Harden, unlikable. Kyrie Irving, the most unlikable in all of sports. Kevin Durant, a Twitter troll, unlikable. The best players in the NBA, 15 of 16 are maybe the most unlikable in sports. It's unlike anything else. Giannis is the best thing that could happen to the NBA. And as much as it's small market team stuff, and Chris Paul would have been fun to win, and Devin Booker with his, you know, whatever comparisons, Milwaukee, I don't think Milwaukee, and this is maybe a little shady, I'm not sure Milwaukee I really think was a better team. I think Phoenix was better constructed. They played horribly and they deserve to lose. Giannis is the best thing. And I love peak
Milwaukee. And this is what we got the last four games of the finals. Peak Milwaukee is pretty much impossible to beat. Just defensively.
Well, they showed it. Chris Middleton stepped up beyond another degree. Drew Holiday was
and
solid,
Drew was great. Drew hadn't been good the whole season.
No.
And he was great in the playoffs.
Chris Middleton just earned a max contract. You know, it's max contract type of stuff. Like, it was unbelievable. I mean, he was the threat, by the way. If you really watch the series, GA was the inside threat. They put Ayton on him. The last game was just an unreal situation. But every time I would see Middleton out there, I was like, God damn, just guard him. Guard Middleton. And he's a problem.
And I told our buddy is the biggest Suns fan I've ever met in my entire life. Like, you know, just he's got the logo tattooed on his bicep. He's had season tickets since, you know, he was 18 years old. And the dude is a absolute Suns fanatic. And he hasn't responded to me the last couple days, and I'm giving him his space. You know what I mean?
Probably out there eating deer meat, just trying to make himself feel better. He's like Joe Rogan.
But I was saying, look, I know this isn't what you want to hear right now, but the Suns core is young and awesome. And Monty Williams is clearly one of the best coaches in the NBA already. Like, the future is bright for the Suns.
Suns won't make the NBA finals for the next 15 years.
I mean,
that was their last chance.
Look, you might be right.
Guaranteed.
They
will not see the finals.
Well, you're going to have to get a healthy Clippers. You're going to have to get the Mavericks are going to be better.
That was your only chance.
Lakers are going to be more.
You think you're
going
to get past the Lakers again? I know. It's ridiculous.
Utah has an amazing young core as well. Memphis is young and great. You know, I think New Orleans is going to get some more talent too. Like
that was their one chance. Yeah,
I think it was their best chance, but I don't think it was their one chance. But it's going to be the West is going to be hard to climb through the playoffs.
It's always impossible
for the foreseeable future. So
it's a great thing for the East
because the Warriors are going to be healthy. We didn't even say the Warriors. Are going to be healthy.
And see, that's the problem right there. The NBA odds have already come out, and there's different places. I tried to look on FanDuel. I didn't see it. So I pulled up. I found the Action Network.
I'm not looking. So I want to guess. Perfect. I want to guess some of these odds.
Yeah, the top five. I want to hear who you think the top five are and what the odds are.
Okay, I think the Lakers are number one. They may not be number one, but they're top five. The Nets.
They are top five. The Nets are top five.
Milwaukee has to be back in.
Milwaukee's top five.
Top five. Are the Warriors in there?
Top five.
So I'm only missing one team. The Clippers.
No, the Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns are back in there. Okay.
So here are your odds. The Brooklyn Nets are the favorites to win the NBA title next season at +210 if you bet right now. The Brooklyn Nets.
I would never bet that.
Coming in at number two is the Los Angeles Lakers at 450. So the top two teams,
the better bet,
one East, one West, is not either of the team that was in the finals. I agree, much better bet. Coming in at number three is the Milwaukee Bucks at +800. That's a pretty fine bet. Here's a bet that I love, Bogman. Coming in at +1200 is the Warriors plus 1,200 for the finals. You get Clay back. You got Curry. I like the replacement. And coming in at 5 plus 1,300 is the Phoenix Suns, followed by a litany of West teams. I just want to point out Jazz, Nuggets, Clippers, Mavs are all in there. The 76ers are kind of pieced in the middle of it. But the East is a two-dog race.
Are the Rockets the worst odds?
Let's see.
I bet a bunch of teams are tied for terrible odds.
The Rockets are plus 50,000, the third worst odds. There's actually five teams at plus 50,000.
But there's two teams below 50,000?
No. They just put them. They just the five worst together. Teams. Okay. Yeah, it's the Pistons, Cavs, Rockets, Thunder, and the Magic are all the worst odds to win the NBA Finals. Okay. The Bucks who won it are not. The Phoenix Suns blew their last chance. They're five. There's some great bets in there. Lakers and Warriors. Give me those Warriors plus 1,300. I love it for next season. We got to go to break. Don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
In this league.
You can find some ITL at inthisleague.fans. If you want to get some merch, we got the shirts, we got the mugs, we got the stickers, the hoodies, whatever you're looking for. We got some ITL swag, whether it is the In This League sign logo, podcast logo, or some of our craziness like Prospects Assemble, 99 problems, but my draft ain't one.
Hit me.
And a ton more. So sports boys, you know, we get a couple little nickels, little shekels, if you will, on there, but it's all about pimping some ITL in the wild, which we're looking for. So go to inthisleague.fans. That's where you can go right now and check out the merch. Bogman, I got this brought to my attention. Not that it needed to be brought to my attention, of course, but somebody had mentioned to me, I'm quite a Vladimir Guerrero fan, Guerrero Jr. fan. Vladimir Guerrero, his father, was my absolute favorite player, which kind of dates me a little bit, which is unfortunate that we have that dating a little bit. That was like my absolute favorite player in baseball.
Yeah, you were a Vlad guy and I was a Pujols guy.
You were. I've told this story a million times, but we had the very, 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 very first start of our ever first dynasty, which was 25 plus years ago. It had to have been, God knows, dude. I had the first overall pick, you had the second, and we pulled a trade that I let you have Pujols because I wanted Vlad. And yeah, it was because
I should have held out on that. I firmly believe right now, if I had held out on that, you would have still taken Vlad.
But I did it, and this is hilarious. I did it because I wanted Peavy. I wanted Jake Peavy in the second round, and you were going to take him. And I feel like you were just messing with me. You like you weren't going to take Peavy, but you
no, might. I was 100% going to take Peavy.
Like, so was, I wanted to we jump both one liked spot Peavy. In front of you,
yeah. Right? So you took Peavy, and I took Brad Lidge.
Yeah. Oh man, love baseball back then. But so
I also like, took God. Who was that? Who was the A's pitcher I took that was terrible?
Mark Mulder, Barry Zito,
no,
Tim Hudson,
no Harden, Rich Harden. Like oh, he was really good for a
I
year.
Didn't mention. Yeah,
he was really good for a year and then terrible after.
But the reason I bring it up is because I love Vladdy. I love Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I've got some cool stories with my kid meeting him out in the fall league. I've got like memorabilia. I just love Vlad. So you know when Vlad
you love
does
Vlad or Chris Bryant more? I think this is a debate we all need to settle.
I think it's Vlad.
Okay.
Don't you? I mean, I love Chris Bryant. I was in on Chris Bryant from
no,
the
No, I
beginning.
Thought you wanted to like be Chris Bryant's best friend. Like you know, yeah. Kind of stalkerish a little
it's
bit.
It's tough. I mean, you know what?
Chris Bryant.
I'd say those are decisions I can't make. You know, those are decisions other people have to make of like who is the person you attach me to. But Vlad hits a homer earlier this week and it, you know, DMs start up like, man, but and someone said like this is going to be the wildest MVP race maybe that we've ever seen. And you know, I think the initial reaction that any of us might have is be like, well, no, because Ohtani is just another human being on another plane. But to the point of what he said, I actually think it's right. I don't recall. I recall so many MVP races where we sit back and we're like, I don't know, you know, maybe it's this guy, maybe it's this pitcher who won 20 games. And like, we don't look back and we're like, it's either unanimous or there's like 6-5 guys, you know, it could kind of go maybe 3-4 different ways, whatever. This is a two horse race that as much as Ohtani is the favorite and he is the favorite, don't get it wrong. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has been toying around with a triple crown. And the only thing that's keeping him from it is literally Shohei Ohtani right now. And Vladimir Guerrero is not cooling off. You know, he did all his offseason workouts have worked out. He's way, I mean, I need to pull it up. I'm not even looking at it, but you know, he's right there with Shohei Ohtani in the home run race. I'm going to take a look here. Try to do it very quickly using FanGraphs, our absolute favorite site. Your home run leaders, as I'm looking at this, I believe Ohtani's hit his 32nd. This just hasn't updated, but Vlad, Ohtani has 34 and I believe Vlad has 32 and they're right at it. Vlad has more runs than Ohtani, more RBIs than Ohtani, a almost 50 point better batting average than Ohtani, almost a full point of war, at least as a hitter, that's the caveat to that, than Ohtani. But Ohtani has a couple more homers and significantly more stolen bases. That as much as like we agree, or I mean, I'm going to ask you, is we agree that like, listen, Ohtani is the most prolific hitter, has been the most prolific, surprising hitter in baseball, while also being an ace, which it's not going to be unanimous, but it feels like it. I believe Vlad versus Ohtani in the MVP race is actually one of the best races we've had in 10 plus years.
I think it's definitely the most fun race that we've had in a long time. I think that the fact that it's going to be so razor thin coming down to the wire with the voting, and I agree with that. I think it is. But I think it's going to take Ohtani getting hurt for this to be, for this to go to anyone not named Ohtani. I mean,
I think it's that significant.
I do. And it's not that significant in the fact that I think Ohtani is so much better than Vlad. I don't. I think they're both, as far as valuable goes, I think they're probably both in the same neighborhood as far as how good they are. But it's just something we've never seen before. We've seen guys win a triple crown. We haven't in our lifetime seen a guy hit 40 homers and pitch 100 innings.
Guy has 95 strikeouts right now with 4 wins. He's put up 73 innings. He legit could close in on 150 innings. He could have 7 to 8 wins and 150 strikeouts. I mean,
right,
that's
exactly
the level that
he's going to have that. And he's going to be right there neck and neck with, in homers with Vlad. Yeah. He's going to have more stolen bases. I mean, I think the RBI and the runs numbers are going to flip, but so you have to kind of decide, is it, do you give it to Vlad if he wins a triple crown? That's the only way I think Vlad has a shot.
So that's what's interesting about this. So that's exactly what you said is what's interesting, because he is the leader in RBIs in Major League Baseball. He's tied for the leader in runs, Vladimir Guerrero is. And he has got, of qualified batters, he is in the AL behind. Michael Brantley actually is a little bit better in Castellanos, but in the AL, he's in second in batting average, and that's where he's at. The bets, the odds right now, minus 290 for Shohei Ohtani to win MVP, plus 210 for Vlad, and it is not remotely close on the next human being. That's it, plus 4,000 for Xander Bogaerts. So, knowing what you know, knowing that the injury could possibly pull up, also throw in, if you want to consider it at all, that it doesn't even need an injury. Vlad could still win the Triple Crown without an injury. But take this. Playoff-bound Blue Jays, Triple Crown Vlad versus Shohei Ohtani not getting injured and continuing what he does, but knowing that Vlad wins the Triple Crown. What side?
Ohtani.
Even with playoffs and Triple Crown.
I do, and I think in any other year, Vlad would win in a landslide, and it would not be close at all. But Ohtani has a legit shot to hit 50 homers and pitch 100 innings. Yeah. It's just something we haven't seen. And look, we haven't seen a ton of Triple Crowns. Here's the list. 2012 was the last Triple Crown winner. It was Miguel Cabrera. Do you know who the last one before that was?
Oh,
hint,
God.
Neither one of us were alive.
Yeah, I was about to say, I bet neither one of us were alive on that. I don't know, like DiMaggio?
Carl Yastrzemski in 1967. Wow. Frank Robinson won it in 66. Then Mantle in 56. Ted Williams.
Mantle is who I was thinking of, not DiMaggio.
Williams in 47 and 42. Joe Medwick for the Cardinals in 37. Gehrig in 34. And then there's a couple guys before that. But that's unbelievable. Like 2012, 1967. And Vlad could win that Triple Crown in 2021. And still not be MVP.
Okay, let me throw this out to you. Let me throw a wrench into you. Could baseball give a co-MVP award? You know how, like, I was thinking, remember Grant Hill, Jason Kidd getting the, like, co-rookie of the year? That there, if you have a triple crown from Vlad and you have Ohtani doing what he's doing.
I think because it's voting, you would have to tie in the voting to do that. So, I talked to Bubba about this a little bit, and he said, I think they might, you know, just give Ohtani the Cy Young and give Vlad the MVP, which, you know, I guess
you can't give Ohtani the Cy Young.
You can't give him the Cy Young.
I completely disagree with that. I know where he's getting at, and that makes sense. I know the logic of that, but there's no human possible way you can give him the Cy Young because he hasn't earned it as a pitcher. That's a pitcher specific award. It has to be MVP. Listen, here's the problem with this whole thing. I'm trying to make a case for Vlad because I think there's a legit shot he walks out of this year with the Triple Crown. But I also think winning the Triple, he could also not win the MVP. But here's where I'm getting at. I think the MVP has been decided already by every writer who has a decision. And that's why Ohtani wins it. There's nothing that any human can do that changes it. While I think this is the most close, I should go back and look. I don't think there's been a race closer than this, especially with the odds of what Ohtani's doing to what Vlad's doing is on the line. So the 210, 290, whatever it is for Vlad is a fun bet. But I think it has already been decided by everybody that there's nothing that can change this unless Ohtani goes out sometime before September. That's the only thing that changes. It's already been decided in everyone's mind.
You don't think he
can
perform terribly, like start hitting under 200 and get blown up for a couple starts and maybe get a couple starts skip because he looks so bad. Then, and Vlad is just going off. If Vlad out hits him by 10 homers, right? And a significant 25 RBI, 10 homers, and is hitting 50 points better than Ohtani. And Ohtani, his numbers as far as pitching just get a little worse moving down in the season. Do you think that is good enough, or do you think it absolutely has to be an injury?
You just can't
put any numbers back.
Listen, I mean, this would be an interesting thing to go look at. If he just struggled, like he could keep hitting homers and stealing some bases and stuff and being an okay pitcher. But if he's making less contact, you can't have an MVP that hits 250. Like, regardless, even if he's pitching, like he's hitting 274 right now. If he does struggle down the end, but he ends up, he's already got 34 homers. So he could struggle and still be a 45-20 player at the end of the year with 100 RBIs and close to 100 runs. But if he is like a 250 hitter, Has there ever been an MVP, an offensive MVP that has hit 250? I would be interested to look at that. So yes, there's a possibility, but my point is I think, like many things with journalists, it's already been decided. There's nothing anybody can do to change the mind. Journalists are just locked into those points. I think there's a lot of other things that play into the role of it. And the pitching is there. There's nothing you can do outside of a catastrophic injury or maybe a just cataclysmic fall in production, which you just don't necessarily see coming. But it'd be interesting to see, because that's another thing. And that's what makes that bet kind of interesting, but I couldn't play with it. I legit think Vlad could go out there. And I would also, the secondary thing that would be interesting to look at is, when was the last race like this? You know, to these odds. I know there's been like, oh, these two players. I remember there was a Trout Miguel Cabrera one that was super freaking close. And we had one that was really close of like Goldie and McCutcheon, but that wasn't really. But like there was a Trout Miguel Cabrera one in the last 10 years. But the degree of Ohtani doing what he's doing as a player that we've never seen before, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at his age, potentially having a triple crown, the odds have never been stacked like this before, which I agree it is the most prolific in our, maybe in our lifetime, of a MVP race.
It looks like there's been three ties for MVP voting in baseball history.
Really?
1979, Stargell and Keith Hernandez. 1947, DiMaggio and Ted Williams, and 1944, Marty Marion and Bill Nicholson tied. So
just putting it out there, that would screw all those bets too. I might screw all those bets that are going out there. Don't go anywhere. We got to go to break. We got some football in the second hour, but we've got to tell you about maybe one of the most exciting talked about players from the first half of this season is done and just retired on Instagram. Yeah. Wait for that right here on the other side on In This League.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices, with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can't believe what fell. All your dreams just pops down the drain. Let's play some
In This League.
Get to the chopper, get to the retirement papers.
That was my impression of Yermin Mercedes, because the White Sox star that jumped on the scenes, the big old lovable muscle. He's like a muscle hamster who is a catcher, DH, who was hitting 300 plus and had some antics that old Scroogey Tony La Russa didn't like. Well, Yermin started to struggle. Yermin got sent down. Yermin retired from baseball on Wednesday on Instagram. He did this weird Instagram story of like retirement
it's over.
With a question. No, he did. He had an Instagram story before that where he was like question. And then he had a long thing, which was kind of weepy, that said it's over. He apologized to teams that might not like his antics. We don't know the full story about it, but then he said he is done for baseball for now. And he was an older rookie and seems like it's the end. And it's kind of in line with that bad look of all the weird stuff with Tony La Russa. And it is maybe one of the strangest rise to bottoms that I recall in baseball in a long time of a older player becoming just a star. Just he built a brand, a name, he had a logo, he was doing autograph signings, and come July he's retiring from baseball. I've never seen that.
I hope it's not true. Well, honestly, like,
well, he said it's true, but
you get what I'm saying. Like, sure, he's gonna retire, he's gonna fill out his paperwork, then he's gonna get an itch in a year and come back and play. Like, that's
how
these things tend to turn out when these guys aren't old. But I think for me, using Yermin Mercedes as an example for the next decade about guys that get hot in the first 2 months and then retire, this guy could be retired in a couple months. Just remember Yermin Mercedes, right? So I think it would be a good example to use in our show. But honestly, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope this is just a weepy, depressed day that he's having. Got a little dramatic, went on Instagram and made an announcement, and he can take it back later. I mean, obviously, paperwork isn't filled out right now. So
yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything. But you can always have come out of retirement or something like that. But literally one of the weirdest stories. I mean, we can make another bet that
paperwork never gets filled out.
I could maybe do that, but I could tell you weird stories about autograph signings he signed and all this weird stuff. And can you imagine being locked into him? But Yermin Mercedes retiring from baseball. Good on you, Tony La Russa. Don't go anywhere. Hour two of In This League. We got some footy ball coming up, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.